Hey,
we can
how
hear
are
you.
you, darling?
We're hanging low. How about you?
Oh, grand.
Yes, indeed. What's up?
Yes, the sky and the universe is pretty awesome hanging down over here. What's up?
Dude,
I want to know your top 10 tips for letting go of stuff in 2019.
Oh, okay. Okay. Number 10. We'll have to, this was back in the days of, David Letterman back in the days,
okay.
And he would do a top 10. Okay. The first one is, you can't see what's not seeable. Most of the things that have been seen weren't seen. Most of the things that were told were not true. Most of the things that are actually are not. So you can't judge reality based on a non-truth truth. The example is when they get on the television and they tell you that you must discern the difference between facts and truth, Houston, we have a problem. Number 9, you can't allow others to see through your lying eyes. Those things that you've seen yourself that you try to convey to other people and they won't buy it or you won't buy it or you got to leave everybody else out of that conversation because here's the newsflash, they don't know. Number 8, you cannot allow the outside world or terra firma to force you to see things a certain way. For example, it's snowing so deep I can't get outside. It's raining, it's flooding, I have to leave my house because I'm flooding. You can't use those realities to push you because they're not real either. Okay. Number seven, you can't use history and historical inference and references to push or make you know something because it's always based on a bias. History is told by the ones who win the wars. Number six is your roof is not held together by the asphalt shingles that keep the weather away, that separate you from the earth. The roof doesn't separate you from that earth or from the outsides or from the terrain. It's actually the walls. The walls are what hold you, it's not the roof. The roof hold the walls, not the other way around. Okay? That's important from the inside-outside perspective. It's why that matters. Okay, where are we to in number 4? You have to jump to number 4?
No.
Stay with us.
You're on number 5.
Oh, I'm on number 5. Okay, number 5. 5 golden rings. Rings that loop into themselves. Rings that loop into themselves cannot prescribe what reality is. Just because someone has a ring on their finger doesn't mean they're bound to them. Can't judge it or gauge it like that. And if you choose to be, that's great. That's wonderful. But a ring doesn't prove it as it's prescribed. Okay? Number 4. The difference between Fox News and everything else is surreal, even from the parody that created Fox News. Does that make sense? There's a crevice, a crevasse that's been created by what they call real news and fake news. Okay? Neither of them are appropriate. Neither are appropriate. But because of the zeitgeist or the condition, it forced Fox News to become something that is indeed it is not. Okay? It doesn't have the end-all be-all of knowing regarding knowing. It doesn't have that capacity. But if you listen to them for a second, that's what they'll tell you. And then they have their own, now they got their own TV network showy thing. They want to take you off the cable and you have to go to your own Fox thing. But they'll tell you how Sam Houston fucked the Alamo and what reality was and what Winston Churchill was really diddling with his bottles of bourbon. So you can't use those words to form or become a terraforming event. And a lot of people do, you see, because based on what they say. because you listen to it. You go, well, okay, is that right or not? You find out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. It's past it. Once you get that far down the rabbit hole, you bit. Okay, so now number three is very simple. Don't let the Messiah. What? Three. Don't let the Messiah con you into a conversion. You're not trying to be converted. You're trying to ascend. There's a difference. Don't let Jesus do it for you. You do it for Jesus.
Right.
That's a little twist, eh? And that's why you got your dark soul that's winning the day, you see. Dark soul.
That is a little twist.
It is. Because Jesus don't want to save you. Jesus wants you to ascend because he did. That's why he ain't here now. That's why that one ain't here now. He's coming back to get those that ascend. He's not coming back to get those that he saved. Well, if he saved them, you'd already be saved. You'd be sitting in a Baptist church somewhere waiting on Jesus to split the eastern sky. You'd be sitting there waiting, not doing a damn thing. Just laying in your own sick, trying to figure out how you're going to survive one more minute on the internet. Okay. Number two. The world is not your home. That's huge. Because when you realize the world is not your home, if you're visiting, like when you fly to Taipei, you knew that wasn't home, but you go shopping, you go find beautiful things, you do all kind of stuff, you had a great time, but you knew that wasn't home. There was no question whether that was home or not. Okay. And number one, the main thing ever is do not, under any circumstances, whatever you do, fall prey to having a fellatio-based relationship with the tech body. Because they'll take you right on down through there, honey. We promise. Didn't say we wouldn't enjoy it, but we'll take you right on down through there. Please yourself as ye may. Lie in the sunshine while you may. How about that?
That is very good. What were they, the top 10? What was the noun, Sue?
That's
top 10
pretty,
what? What did you ask for?
That's amazing. This is
what were the top 10?
The top 10 to let go of in 2019.
Oh, to let go of.
To let go of the 2019.
10? Number 10 was you can't see what's not. Yeah.
That's good. And Michael typed them up already.
2019. So let's go. What's the top 10? Great. What's the top 10 ascension tips for 2020?
Oh, just the same.
Well, they were the ascension tips. Those were the assumptions. What do you want to know is, what are the top 10 things that Bob's going to accomplish the next decade?
No. Sorry, boss. No, sorry, boss. Hold my mule. Hey, Sue, hold my mule. Let me praise him just a little bit. Hold my mule. Hold on. No, Bob was a little bit forward with his speech. We don't correct the Savior often, but this time we're going to. No, here's what we're going to do. What Bob was actually trying to say is what things that have been wrought is he going to share and allow others to engage. That's what the conversation. What's he going to allow into this terra firma? What's he going to show in this condition? Repose. That has been judged by many and served by few.